听力课堂，听 class.com。
We will never ever move into another neighborhood with the homeowners association.
After Lacey Pilot lost her job, she and husband Steve almost lost their home.
I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I got behind. We're just trying to work something out.
The interesting thing about the Pilot situation is who was foreclosing on them.
The mortgage company's going, we don't want your house. We would prefer you to work with us. Whereas the homeowner's going, no, we just want our money and we want all of it now.
The Pilots had fallen behind on their homeowners association dues.
$1,875.
But that was enough for the association to move in.
It's a travesty to think that the homeowner association has the power to take your house. They're going to take your $200,000 home, and what are they going to do with the leftover? Give it to charity? No.
You're silly.
The Pilots made a last-minute payment thanks to a loan from family that saved the house, but they still have to move, unable to make the mortgage payments and repairs the association is requiring to the home.
You may be having somebody losing their house over an amount of $4,000 or $5,000.
Mike Burns is a foreclosure attorney in Dallas who says the associations have other options.
The fees go to operate a pool. They could cut people off from using that pool until their fees were current. So there's less restrictive penalties that they can apply rather than foreclosure.
But research shows more HOAs are foreclosing, especially as the recession lingers and more homeowners fall behind. According to foreclosure listing services, HOA foreclosures have risen 30% over the past 2 years in North Texas, although they still represent just 4% of all foreclosures. Rich Matthews, The Associated Press, Irving, Texas.